Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea won rare praise for the Trump administration from Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, not known for kind words for Mr. Trump. North Korea's foreign ministry called the latest sanctions an act of war. More now from VOA's Lori London.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. The North says countries that supported the new sanctions will be, quote, held completely responsible for all the consequences and will forever pay the price. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Suicide bomber on foot blew himself up close to the compound of Afghanistan's National Intelligence Agency. That happened in the capital, Kabul, today, killing at least five, wounding two others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori remains a divisive figure in Peru, with those admiring him for his leftist insurgents against them and others calling him a dictator. This is VOA News. U.S.-based research company ResearchNow SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, is now confirming 37 of its employees died in that blaze. The fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control, but smoke continues to billow from the building. The local fire marshal says the blaze might have started in a furniture store on the third floor of the building. Spain's King Felipe spoke to the nation late Sunday to send a Christian Christmas message.
Un camino que debe conducir también a que renazca.
He told the separatist-minded region of Catalonia they need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists. Pro-independence lawmakers dominate the Catalan parliament now since Thursday's election. Prime Minister of Spain, Mariano Rajoy, disbanded the previous parliament after Catalonia legally held an independence referendum. Before adjourning for an end-of-the-year holiday, U.S. lawmakers dealt with a number of issues, including the fate of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. We get more now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
The yeas are 66, the nays are 32.
Congress's final recorded vote of 2017 did nothing for beneficiaries of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, a program that shielded those who arrived illegally in America as minors. DACA recipients made their voices heard across the country after President Donald Trump terminated the program in September, but suspended potential deportations until March.
It's a very, very tough subject. We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
Many Democrats had demanded a legislative fix granting legal status to DACA beneficiaries by the end of the year. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, traditional birthplace of Jesus, with a colorful march through Manger Square. But religion mixed heavily with politics in Bethlehem, which is ruled by the internationally backed Palestinian Authority. Two big signs in Manger Square declare that Jerusalem will always be the eternal capital of Palestine. That was a play on words regarding an Israeli claim backed in a declaration by President Trump that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.